The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London with a very interesting story, because Tracy rang me on the open line two days ago. Those of you listening, we were talking about sugar and obesity, and she said sugar is poison and there should be a sugar tax. Adam.
Lo and behold, we have a new sugar tax announced today as part of the Chancellor of the Exchequer's budget, his big budget speech. Two big tax ones. One, lowering corporation tax, which is controversial because of the lack of tax paid by certain businesses. But number two, a new sugar tax on soft drinks. They reckon, according to the Chancellor's figures, around 20 pence a litre, which is, roughly speaking, 6 pence, 7 pence a can, which doesn't sound enormous, but it's thought it may help curb childhood obesity. Mm. And it's got a bit of a cheer from campaigner Jamie Oliver, the celebrity.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's liquid poison, someone called it.
Well, absolutely, and you do wonder about it, and would it make a bit of a difference? But they've had a sugar tax in Denmark, Norway, France, Hungary and Mexico with mixed results.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
Well, I think because the tax is discriminatory. I mean, to just tackle soft drinks doesn't get you anywhere.
Exactly. And should we also be having it on junk food or
that's the issue.
Chocolate, etc.
That's the issue. What's the story about the toddler who disappeared in Greece 25 years ago?
Yeah, quite extraordinary. But yes, a British police force, the South Yorkshire Police Force, have basically got extra funding from the government to help in the search, resume the search, effectively, for Ben Needham, who went missing. I mean, to say that, you know, he's a toddler who went missing 25 years ago means that if they can find him, of course, he's nothing but a toddler now. I mean, he's be aged 26, 27 years of age. But they think they have new facts to go on.
Amazing. They do for fabulous forensic work, don't they? I'm always mystified as to how they manage, but at the end of the day, we just had a crime, well, not solved, but with someone arrested for a crime that occurred 15 years ago in northern New South Wales. So they just keep at it, don't they? Well done, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.